This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Nelson Mandela said the greatest glory in living lies not in never failing, but in rising every time we fail. So when we've had a problem, you got something going on in your life that's not so great, and you feel like it's taking you down, you just dismount like I do, regroup and attack from the rear. That's the way to do it, right?
There you go.
How it works. There's a viral video of a couple of sea lions flopping full speed toward beachgoers that was really kind of funny. And apparently this was on a CNN program. The CNN news anchors were at the beach. Or they were,
talking
what was
about
going
it,
on at the beach.
Yeah, this video, there was a beachgoer who saw these two sea lions, and they were kind of like, oh, those are cute. Let's take a picture. Let's get video of it. And then all of a sudden they kind of wake up and start seeing like they're chasing all these beachgoers. And the beachgoers are just running. And this video has been floating around. Well, on CNN, Allison Camerota and Victor Blackwell were talking about it. And Blackwell was like saying how he just keeps imagining the sea lions in their own little sea lion voices cursing these people out as they're chasing them. And they could barely get through the story. They just kept cracking up. And then you hear people laughing, the staff in the background that aren't even on camera, just laughing about it. But according to sea lion experts, they were saying that they probably weren't chasing the people at all. Both sea lions were male, and they typically will fight over females during this time of year. And so the sea lion in the front was probably being chased by the sea lion behind, and they just happened to run towards these people. But they also advised that, you know, regardless of the reason these sea lions were running, you still don't want to get caught in the crossfire, and it is always best to run away.
Mm-hmm. Sea lions fighting over, imagine a species where the male is so silly as to fight over the females. Whatever.
I think I know a couple other species that do that.
Here's the story from Florida. Woman was eaten by an alligator. Here we go. This is an older woman. She fell into a pond on a Florida golf course, and she was then attack probably isn't the right word. Eaten is more like it.
Yeah,
by two alligators. Wow.
They were big. 8 foot, 10 inches, seven feet, 7 inches.
So I guess there has to be a way to get alligators out. This is, and this maybe doesn't speak, this, the folks that are naturalists don't like listening to these sorts of things, but if you're going to build a golf course, and you're going to hopefully have people who are going to enjoy the golf course, it's not too enjoyable to wonder whether an alligator is going to crawl out of the pond or not. Now, whether you can keep the alligators out or not, I guess is another, because they could come from any place.
Yeah, they get into people's pools a lot around Disney World. A lot of the man-made pond areas, those have alligators in them that found their way in. There are some rides that have water near them that actually have signs that say, watch out for alligators, stay away from the waters.
I can remember when I first started going to the launches at Kennedy Space Center, and Jay Honeycutt, who was the director of the Space Center at the time, would pick me up at the hotel, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and we're on our way into where the launch, you know, where the headquarters are for the shuttle operation and Cape Kennedy. And the windows are open. It's, you know, at that time of the morning, no matter what time of year it is, it's probably 70 degrees at least, so you can have the windows down. And I'm hearing all these screeches as we go over an area that's sort of like a moat. And I said to Jay, what is that? And I said, oh, yeah, every morning the alligators are chasing around the wild boars, and they catch them, and that's the screaming of the boars being eaten by the alligators.
That would be a sound that would be impossible to hear.
I know. Believe me, it wasn't something that I enjoyed after I knew what the story was. It wasn't something, you know, this used to be where The area is called Merritt Island, and it used to be a, there were a lot of farms there, and some of the pigs got loose along the way, and they've been, you know, they've obviously been promulgating. Is that what they call it when they have babies, promulgating? They've proliferated anyway.
Procreating,
that stuff. Anyway, there are a lot of them that are on the island, and the alligators are every day, you know, in the dark, they seem to find the pigs know they're coming in the daytime, but they don't know they're coming in the dark. So they catch them and, oh, okay, see you later. It's a worse understanding the reality of what happens. It seems like, okay, that's what you'd expect. But hearing it, that's the thing. Mm. Hearing it is really, that's the sinker as far as I'm concerned. Hearing that sort of thing.
Or when you hear a hawk that finds its way to a bird's nest and
yep.
the other birds are right there screaming
mm-hmm.
at it,
yep.
but they
yep.
don't really do much about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like National Geographic in your backyard.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's kind of, those, you know, they like to present what real life is like, but I don't want to see some poor deer or an antelope or some calf or something get eaten by a leopard or a lion or something. I don't want to see that. If so, then you don't have to watch it. But why do people want to see that? That's life, they say. Okay, well, so what's gained by watching something like that would be my question. You're welcome to respond on our social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, at Good Day On Air, at Twitter. Every time I see Twitter now, I think of Leon Musk.
Twitter, can you please allow for more characters in the usernames? Because, come on, man.
Little action in Las Vegas, not of the good kind, over the weekend. We'll talk about that after this.
Tide presents Laundry Truths, Cold Hard Savings.
Oh, hey, about to start a load. On hot? You know, washing in cold water with Tide can save you up to $150 a year on your energy bill.
$150? Go on.
The lower the temp, the lower your bills. Simple. Plus, Tide Pods are designed for a powerful clean, even in cold.
Wow, cool tip. Get it?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Turn to cold and save with Tide. Energy savings based on average from switching from hot to cold in non-AC machines.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean a waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or new Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the summer that we're living through across the country, pretty hot, pretty dry. Remember to replenish your electrolytes as you've been out there. I was on the farm yesterday, and it was 94 degrees. I was out mowing a couple of pastures, and I really felt it. By the end of the, like, 6 o'clock or so, we'd had a lot of activity on the farm over the weekend. We had a battle of the bands and the farmer's market and that sort of thing, Jay. And it just, by 6 o'clock, I was spent. And
oh,
so,
I bet.
Yeah. So the best way to get back, it's water is good, but electrolytes are better. That's the sort of stuff, is it? With Gatorade, you know, things like that are very good for. I'm not trying to sell Gatorade, but you need to hydrate your body the right way. and doing it with electrolytes. Water is good. Electrolytes are better. Maybe you mix them up somehow or other.
Yeah, well, there's so many powders anymore, and some of the water now have electrolytes in them.
Yes, some of the clear water. Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so in Las Vegas, there was a stampede at the MGM Grand after there were reports of gunfire. It seemed that there wasn't gunfire. Is this going to be the way it is everywhere?
Probably.
Every time there's...
Probably. Let's remember 4th of July weekend with fireworks going off, and some people had these smaller scale little firecracker things on the ground in crowds, and people would hear those, and they would think that that was gunshots, and people would start running. And this was a glass door shattering. At the MGM Resort, a glass door shattered, and people freaked out, and it's kind of like there's going to be a lot of people on high alert. And is it just a temporary, is this a phase that we're all going through because of everything that's happening? Think about when you first started doing fire drills at school. They were kind of scary. Now you hear a smoke detector and you don't even react because you're like, well, wait, is there actually a fire or anything? Is it going to become a point where people are still heightened and reacting this way? Or is it going to be we just convince ourselves it's something else happening?
Well, this goes back in Las Vegas anyway. You go back, what, 4 or 5 years when there was that shoot 'em up. 58 people were killed by the guy up in the hotel.
That was awful. It was a country music festival, and Jason Aldean was on the stage when it happened, when it started.
Well, let's see here. I find something else. Let's get rid of all of the people who have died over the weekend. Bobby East, who's a NASCAR driver, was stabbed. Why?
Yeah, kind of verbal altercation at a gas station, and they're not sure exactly what was said or how things got triggered, but the murderer, Trent William Millsap, was apparently a drifter. He is known for having a temper, has been in and out of prison, and they figured out who did it. SWAT went to the location where they believed him to be. Gunfire broke out, and they ended up killing him as well.
Didn't mention that stuff.
While they were trying to arrest him, The NASCAR driver, Bobby East, 37. Mm-hmm. So young.
Magic Spoon. You know what that is?
Magic Spoon. Isn't that a cereal brand?
Yes. Good for you. It is. The reason I'm bringing it up, I probably should have done this in the farm and food corner of the world, but I saw this and I thought, well, this is worth passing along because people are so... I was talking about this last night at dinner at my sister's house with Miles, my grandson, and my daughter, and what we're all eating and how much sugar there is in it, all the drinks, everything. So this is a basic cereal. I think about what I had when I was a youngster growing up. I had Frosted Flakes pretty much every day, and those were loaded with sugar. But this Magic Spoon has no sugar, no junk in it at all, 13 grams of protein, 5 grams of carbs, and zero sugar in each serving. But yet it tastes yummy. They have a blueberry muffin, a maple waffle kind of flavor, cocoa, fruity, frosted. So how do they do that? If they can do it, why can't all the cereal makers do it? I guess that would be the question I'd ask, right? Magic, what do you feed Mac? He's old enough for cereal now, right? Does he get cereal?
Yeah, but he's not really a cereal lover. We do healthy stuff like broccoli. He loves broccoli, thankfully. Apples, watermelon, blackberries. He also has pizza and french fries. Really potato in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Mac and cheese, noodles, salmon. He has a really great palate. Like, the kid loves Indian food.
Really?
What toddler likes Indian food? Yeah.
I don't know.
We don't put precedence over one thing over the other or eat this before dessert.
21 after the hour.
Hello? Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No more gutter cleaning for me?
Bingo! Plus Leaf Filter has an industry-leading
Good Day Health
warranty.
Podcast your with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Thanks, Frank.
When you are deficient in vitamin C, I'm not talking about ascorbic acid, the ability of your blood to carry oxygen can drop as low as half to normal.
Or go to
so one of the first reactions to vitamin C complex deficiency is shortness of breath, and in time its overload on the heart contributes to its ultimate breakdown.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at Good Day Health. show.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our check of social media, your calls, your comments, also some of the stories about celebrities or people that we know a lot of. Is someone a celebrity because we know who they are? Is that what constitutes a celebrity?
Probably. Any notable figures, public figures?
Like Ivana Trump. We talked about her, last week. The situation, you know, we have these conversations. I was looking at some of the things we've talked about in a recent podcast, as a matter of fact. We talked about Ivana passing away. We also talked about how Chris Hemsworth prepared for kissing Natalie Portman. Brad Pitt problems that he has, Joan Collins goes to the hospital, that sort of stuff. And then there are things like the Coney Island shit. I don't like to highlight the shooting stuff, but some...
Here's something I found fascinating in the Ivana Trump story, the follow-up, yep. Because when we were talking about it last, it had pretty much just happened. She was found on the stairs, and the suspicion was cardiac arrest. And Doug, I remember you saying, no, she fell down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And none of that had been reported on yet. And here, Doug, you totally, knew somehow, because that's what it was. They don't believe it was cardiac arrest. She fell down the stairs, and blunt force injuries to her torso is what caused her death.
Yeah. That, when you break, I've seen this happen before to people who are that age, who are not quite sure. You know, sometimes as you get a little older, you're not sure on your feet. And if you are walking up and down, it mostly happens on stairs. I know it happened to a congressman that I knew who fell down a set of stairs in Washington in his apartment, and he cracked open his skull and bled to death.
Yeah.
And that's horrible. Anyway, she was only 73, and she was going to go away on a trip, apparently.
She was leaving for Saint-Tropez, hours later.
Yep. So anyway, these stories are part of what you'll hear every day in our wrap-up. The podcast is at DougStephan.com, or you can get it at GoodDayShow.com. And again, following us on social media like a lot of people do. Comments on gas prices and what's going on. We were talking about this last night, my family at dinner, how they've gone down around here about 40 or 50 cents in the past week or 10 days. So what are you hearing from people around the country as to what it is, what's the best price anywhere?
Well, I like Jenny Wheeler. She puts the good vibes out there saying, just please keep dropping. Jen Ritt says, 398 in West Tennessee. Not getting too excited. There will be another excuse soon enough. Richard Thomas says, 409 in Vero Beach, Florida. Donald Ray, 587 in Cody, Wyoming, down 9 cents. Krista Ann says, 329 in Iowa. And here's the thing. Steve Rand says it's, quote, unquote, down to 659 in Pasadena.
Having been in California over the weekend and buying gas, I think, where did I stop? I stopped at a 76 station, and I think I paid $6.54. That was what I paid for gas. And here in Massachusetts, about $2 a gallon less than that. And, of course, the difference in California are the taxes. And one continues to wonder, those of you who are listening to us in California, why you put up with all of this stuff. Why is it that life in California is so expensive? Is it really because there are all those people there, or because people are taking advantage of you because you live there? 28 past the hour. A question to be answered here.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used in...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's trip to the Middle East last week was fruitless and an embarrassment to the American people. So says Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen on Newsmax.
It's an embarrassment. I hate to say it. You know, I want the president to succeed when he goes into other countries because I don't want it to look bad on all of us that are normal here inside the United States. But you see one mistake after the next.
Wildfires are spreading across Europe and forcing some people to flee. Firefighters are tackling blazes in France, Spain, Portugal, Greece, Croatia, and Slovenia, as well as Morocco's northern mountains. Roughly 16,000 people have fled blazes in southwestern France. Several large Chinese cities, including Shanghai, are rolling out new mass testing or extending lockdowns on millions of residents to counter new clusters of COVID-19 infections. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As President Biden's trip to Saudi Arabia is being compared to a complete waste of time, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells Big Boy TV the price of an electric vehicle is still out of most Americans' budgets.
We're for cutting the cost of electric vehicles because when you have an electric vehicle, then you're also going to be able to save on gas, but you got to be able to afford it in the first place.
Right.
Right. Now, we're actually starting to see on some models the costs come to where even if your car payment's a little higher, your gas payment will be a little lower and you come out ahead, but the prices still need to come down. Mm-hmm.
Personal finance expert Dan Riccato tells Fox News an EV in your driveway will cost you over $800 a month in payments, and its capabilities are still a science experiment.
The electric car is great, but it's essentially still a science experiment in many ways. We have to always be worried about range, as most Americans are when they think about electric cars, or access to chargers. We're lucky enough to have a charger. Most Americans don't have access to a charger. At the end of the day, you and I are worried about putting food on our table, filling our gas tank with our regular cars, right, so we can get back and forth to work. And inflation, highest in 40 years, has taken a real bite, a pay cut, if you will, for most Americans.
Census data out this month shows a massive boom in suburban home building, especially in Texas. The big housing boom is also taking place around Atlanta, Nashville, and statewide in Utah. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
Today it's Shark Awareness Day. Shark, is this because of the Sharknado? Or is this some other? There have been a lot of sharks.
Well, sharks get a bad name because they're scary and they're big. And
they eat
all of
people.
That. But, yeah, but apparently sharks are a little bit more afraid of humans than we are of them. More humans eat sharks than sharks eat humans.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. From the good news department, Jay, this teenager who found a woman's purse and the woman gave him $17,000. How about that, man? This was something they found at a grocery store parking lot. He didn't ask for anything. A lot of people offered him a big reward. His name, Adrian Rodriguez, found the handbag in a Ralph's lot in Chula Vista, California, and so he found out who the owner was, Elena Martin. She wasn't there. The purse was left
with the roommate.
Apparently not home. Yeah, went to the house.
Yeah.
And
they looked at when she got home, the owner of the purse looked at the doorbell camera and was like, oh my goodness, this is just a kid so much younger than realized, and they wanted to find him, sought him out, created a GoFundMe and shared the story for people in their lives and their friends, their family. And all in all, so many people caught wind of this and donated. And the kid was
$17,000. The $17,000 didn't come from the person who owned the purse. It came from people who were rewarding him for doing the right thing.
Yeah, over 764 donors. That's how many people caught wind of this and were like, we need to even give a small portion of something. Because this kid was even like, if somebody found my stuff, I would want them to return it to me. And his parents just always raised him to do the right thing even when no one's looking.
What does this say? I'm going to play the devil's advocate here for a moment. What does this say about our society that children are not taught to do the right thing just for the sake of doing the right thing? But with this, the expectation might be, with others who hear this story, let's say there's another teenager who finds something like this and brings it back, are they going to expect to get a reward? Do they expect to get $17,000?
Depends on the person, because clearly kids are being taught to do the right thing. Here's a great example.
Yeah, so why was it necessary, though? Why did people find it necessary to set up a... Is there something else going on with his family that they needed help? Why would you just, out of the blue, organize a GoFundMe campaign?
Gratitude, and in today's world, a lot more people are struggling. Middle class is shrinking. It's more, you're either very wealthy or you're barely scraping by. And I think probably, especially with gas prices and everything.
See, I don't buy that
either.
It
might be that thank you is monetary anymore. Yeah. Or people feel like that's it makes them feel good. Because think about it. When you do something nice for anybody, regardless of maybe it's donating money or something, doesn't it make you feel good too? And people wanted to get involved. They wanted to do a little something to help somebody else out to feel good in their own right.
I don't mean to be Captain Curmudgeon here, but I just think that we are building a an expectation in youngsters that they should get something in return for doing the right thing. So if they do the wrong thing, are they going to be punished? Is that the expectation? I just think there's too much. Maybe I grew up in a time when it was just expected that you would do the right thing and you wouldn't get anything for it. And if you did, okay. But $17,000, there's got to be something else here. Maybe. I hope there's something else going on that would prompt a GoFundMe page. Because if you're just going to start a GoFundMe page to help somebody like this, yep, it's wonderful that he returned it, and that's the right thing to do. And maybe if he was given $100 or something by the lady or the family, that would have been sufficient. But there's something warped. There's a lot of other stuff that goes on. You touched on something there. You said, well, because middle class is going away. I think that's another, are the numbers shrinking?
The same box, but
no.
Yeah, just giving some different examples, but not even just kids. Think of adults. How many stories do we see? There was a woman recently who got a couch from a Goodwill or something like that and found a whole bunch of money that was hidden inside. And it was the big story was that she returned it. Yeah. It's with adults, too. We're all expected to do the right thing, and we all believe we would do the right thing, and so would our neighbors. But when it comes down to it, not everybody
does the right thing.
Does it? Yeah, not everybody fits into the same box.
Yeah, right. Speaking of boxes, the heat around the country. Weather forecasters say that not only here in our country this week, but in England as well, highest temperatures on record, 105 degrees. Some places in England, which is really way over the top.
That's absurd.
Yeah, it's way over the top. Also, France, Greece, Spain, other parts of Europe in this heat wave. A lot of wildfires over there. We think about it as part of what goes on in the U.S. because there's plenty of heat. Southwest, Central Plains, temperatures 110 degrees this week. Tulsa, more days over 100 degrees this summer than has been the case on record. Again, I understand that people say, oh, it's the hottest it's ever been. You don't really know that, and I don't really know that. It's the hottest it's been since the records started being kept in the 1880s. And then before that, that comment, the hottest ever on record is the important phrase here. I'm not suggesting that this is good. I'm suggesting that it isn't the first time that it's happened. And we've gone back over this, the report that happened that NOAA released earlier this year, suggesting that the circumstances on the planet with CO2 are the same as they were 4 million years ago. I suggest there have been plenty of times in the history of the planet where it has been 110 degrees. Remember, the planet changes. The entire United States used to be a desert. The entire Middle East used to be like our like the Corn Belt in the United States. Over the years, these things have changed with the topography changing, with circumstances, with the plate. Everything changes and keeps changing. We're going through a period right now that is a part of natural change, but also we've contributed to it ourselves. So what's the issue here? I guess I look at some of these temperatures around the country, and then I think about what over the weekend became a big uproar in the Democratic Party to the point where Bernie Sanders accused Joe Manchin of sabotage because the Democrats are trying to get a bill through Congress that will address the climate change issue, at least from their points of view. But Joe Manchin said, no, I'm not going to support this. It's too expensive, and there's too many questions about what's actually going to happen, which I think is the responsible thing to do. Do we need to do something about environmental protection? Yep, yeah, you got to do a lot of stuff. It's a big issue. But the people, think about all of the, and I'm thinking about that. I said this earlier this morning. I'm exhausted by all the things. Every Monday, it's mayhem. It is. At the beginning of the week, it's a recount of who got shot, what problems, how many people got killed, and all of that stuff. That's Mondays are inundated with those kinds of stories. And we feel like we have to talk about them, but it's a struggle, frankly.
Yeah.
And you can hear it from me. I said to Jay, yeah, right. And so here's one more thing that's kind of a fault line. And so we haven't, are we doing what we need to do? Is Joe Biden letting everybody down again? Is the U.S. the big, you know, we're a major emitter of greenhouse gases. We're not as bad as the Chinese. We're not as bad as the Indians, but it's not great. I think we're doing a lot of this. Somebody sent me a picture this morning, which I thought was very apt. Well, actually, somebody sent me two pictures. Excuse me. One of them was a car, a Tesla, at a charging station. And I saw this at the airport in Los Angeles. You see it all over L.A. County over the weekend. This is a picture of a car plugged in to the charging station. Okay? They have them everywhere around California. And by the way, California this weekend, I saw in the L.A. Times, on the verge of requiring all new cars be electric by 2035. Talk about driving people out. Come on.
Are they donating those to people? The traffic infrastructure ready for that? Are there enough parking spots and charging stations?
Well, it's 12, 13 years away. But somebody else sent me, almost in the same breath, a picture of a trainload of coal, which is going to an electric plant, and that's where the energy is coming from to power these cars. And it underscores, again, the, I don't want to say silly, because we need to make attempts to do the right thing. But if you're kidding yourself, if you think you buy a car and you're really doing anything at the moment. Down the road, yeah, maybe this is a good start, but the reality is that coal and natural gas and things that are carbon-related, fossil fuels, are creating electricity to fuel these cars. So anyway, I think it's a ruse to a point. But you look at the car makers. When I talked to Nick Miles, our auto expert, in our conversations on Friday that we have to update all of us on what's going on in the car business, the car zone, the number of electric cars being manufactured, huge numbers. And you just said the right thing. And Nick says this all the time. There isn't the infrastructure at the moment to support it. So you're going to buy an electric car, you're going to have if you take a long trip, you're going to have another car because these electric cars aren't going to make it. Not now, anyway. But there's a lot of, you know, again, politicking. So now Joe Biden says that he's going to take strong executive action to meet the moment. And so, but he doesn't have the authority that for this particular adventure, as he does for some others. The EPA is trying to write new rules to reduce pollution, and we know that cars, you know, that's where the main stuff comes. Not the only, but there is plenty of the stuff that comes from diesel, methane gases, say the cows. Yeah, okay, I'll debate that with anybody anytime, because that's not really, that's not the whole truth. At any rate, so there we are. The situation at SFO, which is San Francisco's airport, what happened there over the weekend, we'll talk about that after this.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must stop wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's on the set, so if that earphone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Tide presents Laundry Truths, Cold Hard Savings.
Oh, hey, about to start a load. On hot? You know, washing in cold water with Tide can save you up to $150 a year on your energy bill.
$150? Go on.
The lower the temp, the lower your bills. Simple. Plus, Tide Pods are designed for a powerful clean, even in cold.
Wow, cool tip. Get it?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Turn to cold and save with Tide. Energy savings based on average from switching from hot to cold in non-AC machines.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Ray Maliazzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. Now, it looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
All right, so just to, before I leave the story about the what we're doing on the environmental side of things, a lot of people keep mentioning Joe Manchin's personal stake in the coal industry. He's from West Virginia, big coal state. He's heavily invested in stocks, companies that are there. So is that the motivation for him killing this bill? A lot of people will say that's it. I don't know. I'm not inside the guy's head. But there may be, he's against a lot of things that the far left and even moderate lefties are for. He just seems to be able to reflect. That seems to be the reflection of the people in his state. And you can understand that because I think, is he up for re-election this year? I think he is, matter of fact. The situation at San Francisco International Airport over the weekend, International Terminal was evacuated because of a bomb threat. Good God.
Right.
Man was detained. Come on. The airport.
Suspicious packages.
Yeah, right. But this happens also a lot when it really isn't, but yet it looks like it and they take no chances. So, you know, how many people bring suspicious stuff into the airport? And or it isn't even suspicious, but it's deemed to be suspicious.
Or somebody forgets something. Somebody walks away from their luggage. Or they leave an article of something underneath a seat and forget about it.
Right. All right. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program. No, it isn't either. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trailer to get home.
Let's sing the Money Pit Home Improvement Jingle, shall we?
Money Pit!
Where's the Money Pit? There it is. Okay. Money Pit time with Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard on a lot of these same stations every weekend. Plus, they have the benefit of you using your the smart button. If you got problems, a lot of things are addressed on their podcast and in their newsletter. Let's first, though, get to one of our listeners, who's named John. He says he's heard, Tommy, that it's not a good idea to cover your gas grill because it will rust. But if that's true, why do they sell covers? There's a question.
It's a fine question, John.
Yes, it is a fine question. And what's the answer?
Well, I don't think that the cover itself is causing rust. I mean, if you think about the idea of combustion with the gas grill, whenever you use natural gas, the gases are very corrosive. So I think the corrosion is caused by the process of just the wear and tear on the grill. I don't think the cover helps or hurts that. If you have a situation where you're just trying to keep it looking nice, or maybe you get a lot of tree droppings, that kind of thing, I don't see any reason not to put a cover on the gas grill. I'll tell you what a lot of folks don't do, Doug, and that is do a thorough cleaning of the gas grill enough. And not just talking about the racks and the grills. I mean, you know, I'm talking about replacing if you have the kind that has the rock in it, or inspecting the burners. I've found over the years a number of times when my burners have failed, and when I look carefully below the rust.
Plugged up.
Not plugged up, but rusted out.
Oh, really?
So you have bigger holes in it because it rusts through.
So are there better brands of these things? The gas grills come in, I'm sure, low and medium and expensive. So low price, popular price, whatever you want to call it. So the popular price is going to be cheaper construction, use cheaper materials. That could be the cause of an early rust out too, couldn't it?
It could be. If you have an opportunity to compare different grills, and you should be looking at the steel that's used for the burners, if it specifies it. And, you know, get one that has better steel. But I will tell you, there's a whole market out there, an aftermarket for grill parts. The last time I did a sort of a grill makeover on my own, I was able to buy, the burners for my grill
yep.
And everything online very easily and put the whole thing
by going to the company. that manufactured, or how do you find them? If it's aftermarket, it's not likely to be the company. Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of companies out there that do it.
Huh.
And then choose those that have good reviews. But
okay.
I had no issues finding parts for a grill that was probably maybe 7-8 years old.
Yeah.
When it failed.
Even that seems like it got to last longer than 7 or 8 years under the circumstances.
The burners, you know, it would have gone more quickly had I not, you know, made sure that I could get those parts and replace it. And I still got the same grill.
There you go.
It's fine.
Yep. Next episode of the Money Pit Podcast features a discussion on how to burglar-proof your home. Obviously, this is V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N time.
Yeah.
So this is a big deal, right, for people?
Yeah,
what do we have?
The house is in the same shape you left it in, right?
Right, yeah.
When you went away. So I think there's a couple things to note here. First of all, general burglar-proofing advice. By the way, the number one way that burglars get in is because people leave the doors and windows unlocked, so don't do that. But beyond that, you want to make sure that your landscape is trimmed low, that you have good lighting, security lighting on the outside of your house. And we give you a whole checklist in the show. And there's also a great article on MoneyPit.com. And the other part of this is, when you go away, is to make sure your house mechanical systems don't fail. For example, do you turn your main water valve off when you go away? I do.
There's
no reason to have it on.
Huh.
If I were to get a leak, I'm not going to get much of a leak. It's only going to drain out of what's in the pipe. It's not going to flood my house.
An interesting reality, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's who would have thought about that? I wouldn't have thought about that. So that's
turn
good.
Off the breakers you don't need.
Yeah.
And turn and close the water line. Shut down the water line.
All right. So there you go. Now, in the newsletter department, the people who are building outdoor, these grills that we're talking about, some people are building them in. I'm part of a development that is looking at building the outdoor patio sort of kitchen. And is that hard to do?
You mean build an outdoor kitchen?
Yeah.
No, because there actually are surrounds that you can buy. There are grills that are designed to fit inside of outdoor kitchens. You look at the product called Rumblestone. It's made by the Pavestone Company.
Yeah.
These are modular blocks, and they have plants. Essentially, this is the easiest way in the world to build an outdoor kitchen, Doug, because as long as you have a good solid patio surface to work from, you stack them up and you don't need mortar. You use
a
block it all together.
All right.
And they have them designed so that girls can fit inside.
MoneyPit.com/newsletter/podcast. It's the Money Pit. Tom Kreitler here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.